I have two books at my bedside, Lieutenant. The Marine Corps Code of Conduct and the King James Bible.
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them! And may the Christian Lord guide my hand against your Roman popery!
We're on a mission from God.
Entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Coming to you live from his padded cell high atop Bethel Church, the most heralded, the most despised talk show in all of human history. This is the talk show Hell Hates. This is Pastor Mike Online.
Coming to you almost live. This is Pastor Mike Hoggard. And I am online, and I am not live today. I am at home with Sweetie Pie. She had her fourth cancer reconstruction surgery. If you remember back several months ago, they detected, here's a pin. They detected that she had cancer no bigger, I'm going to put this up by the camera, no bigger than the tip of that pin. And when I asked the cancer surgeon, doctor, she was a woman, I said, how did they find it? It just blew me away. My wife was told about 10 years ago that she had precancerous cells. So she went every 6 months for her mammogram, and she took some medicine they gave her. She ran the course of that medicine and didn't take it anymore. And then 10 years later, boom, she shows up with this little bitty head of a pin size cancer. And it was nothing more than the grace of God that they found it. So anyway, she had another surgery on Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday. I don't know why, because I had it in my calendar Tuesday. But anyway, so I took her up there, and she's in a lot of pain, more so than with other surgeries that she's had. So, I'm helping her out, with just little things, so on. And then the COVID recovery, I posted a blog post on PastorMikeHoggard.com. Write that down. PastorMikeHoggard.com. It's all one word. And I tweeted it and said, there's an update to Bethel Church and Pastor Mike at PastorMikeHoggard.com. Well, Twitter didn't have a problem with it. When I went to put that link on Facebook, it blew up Facebook. Facebook put this big thing across the screen and said, the site that you're referencing goes against our community standards. So they wouldn't let me post the link to my blog on Facebook. So what I did was, I wrote on the Facebook post, here is an update about Bethel Church. Facebook thinks it's God, and in its wisdom, will not link my blog site to Facebook. So, but you can find it at, and I spelled out www, and then I spelled out the word dot, Pastor Mike Hoggard, and then I spelled out the word dot com again. And hopefully everybody, but I'll give you an update. I am COVID free. I had COVID, and it was a horrible, horrible disease. It's terrible. Don't get COVID from anybody. Don't do it. 23 people in our church ended up having it. 23 people, including me, from, let's see, the last service I did at Bethel was September 20th, and I was sick then, but we didn't have anybody in the sanctuary. And then the next day I went and got tested, and the following day, Tuesday, so September 21st, 22nd, is when it, I mean, it hit full force. And I couldn't hardly get up out of bed. I was so, it just fatigued you. I won't get into all that anymore. But anyway, I had it, and I am slowly coming out of it. I thought last week that I could just take the bull by the horns and just go get it. And I'm going to do everything that I'm supposed to do. And my body said, no, absolutely not. I am still weak from having COVID and not really able to do what I want to do. We have talked about getting back to our full schedule starting, let me look at a calendar here on the screen. Starting November the 8th, just getting back to a full schedule. Sunday school, Sunday morning service, Sunday afternoon service, Wednesday night service, two Pastor Mike online and a Watchman broadcast. Okay, I want to do that. I want to do it. And I've got a Watchman broadcast coming up. I haven't recorded it yet, but I have a Watchman broadcast coming up that is Jesus warned us in Matthew 24 about the false prophets. And I promise you, in this Watchman broadcast series about false prophets, I'm going to name names. Some are already dead, but their religious ideas are carrying on even unto this day. And I noticed, first time I ever went to Kenya, that the Seventh-day Adventist churches were everywhere. And I'm going to show you some things that Ellen White said. Ellen White said, Ellen White received a different gospel from an angel from heaven. Dun, dun, I don't have my sound effects here. But anyway, I'm going to, hopefully tomorrow, that's sort of what I have in mind, I'm going to record that Watchman broadcast. The first, it'll be the first in a series dealing with false prophets. Today, I'm going to deal a little bit with false prophets, but not in the way that you might think. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But let me get back to the COVID thing. I have three daughters. One daughter caught COVID back in March, I believe, March or April. And it lasted a month with her. My middle daughter caught it about the same time that I caught it. And she is still having some lung problems because she has asthma. And people with any other sort of issues, when they catch COVID, it just does something to your lungs. It almost destroys your lungs. I ended up with double pneumonia in warm weather. Okay? I can understand getting double pneumonia in cold weather, but I ended up getting double pneumonia in warm weather, and it was because of COVID. So my middle daughter, she's having problems breathing. My youngest daughter was tested on Monday. She hasn't got the test results back, but she has the symptoms of COVID, and so does some other people now in our church. And so it's like one step forward, now we've taken two steps back. And so our staff, we had to put some people in quarantine, meaning that they couldn't come to the church because they were in contact with somebody who tested positive for COVID. And I hate that. I absolutely hate it. I am sick of COVID, literally. Literally, I'm sick of COVID. But it's just, let me say this. it has reduced our church attendance, but it hasn't destroyed, to my knowledge, the faith of the people of Bethel. And I am very proud of the people of Bethel Church who still love their church. They love the Bible. They love the Word of God. They want to get back together again. So we're hoping that by November 8th, we could just plug on with a just getting back to the normal business. But I looked at my wife today and I said, Satan's just destroyed, or tried to destroy our church. Why? Was it because the four orphans that we rescued? Was it because of the feeding that we do in Turkana? Is it because of the things that I say? Is it because we're ministering with the Word of God? Or is it because of all of those? Who knows? But I know that every time the devil does something, God counterattacks, and God has a blessing for us that we could never imagine. I can tell you this, COVID changes things. It does. Okay? I don't like certain soda pops anymore. I don't like them. I won't say which, but I don't like them. I used to drink them, but now I don't like them. I don't want them. And I'm actually craving things. And one of them is a mushroom and Swiss cheeseburger. Now, calm down. I've only eaten since I was sick with COVID. I've only eaten like, I don't know, 20, something like that. Okay, it's no big deal. But anyway, it changes things. COVID changes things, and it just, I hate it. And I want it to go away. I want to start having church again. So just keep us in your prayers as we try to march forward and do what we believe God has called us to do. We're going to continue feeding people. We're going to continue helping the orphans. We're going to continue with the things that I believe God has laid on my heart to teach and to preach and to study and everything else. We're just going to keep on doing it. And I appreciate very much your prayers in that. Now, let me get to the presentation du jour of the day. Pardon my French. I get a lot of articles. And I don't really want to that's a little better. I'm in the COVID fog here. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings when they send me articles, because sometimes when I look at things, I'm very skeptical with what I see online. When people send me articles, I click the article, I look at it for a little bit, I read it. Sometimes I'll save it if I think it's, you know, something I could use later. I'll save it in my Evernotes. And there's a plugin on Chrome, Google Chrome, that allows you to save an article that you're reading without all of those stupid advertisements everywhere. It'll just take the text of the article and save it for you. And that's what I do. So somebody sent me this, and I looked at it, and let me just kind of go through this. I'm going to call this episode of Pastor Mike Online The Great Reset. The Great Reset. Because there is one coming. There is one coming. This particular article, let me read the headlines. This is from an Australian website. And I'm going to show you who wrote the article. Because the person who wrote the article and their belief system matters. Because everybody has a worldview. Everybody has an idea of how things work in this world, and some of those ideas are just wrong. Some of them are right. Okay? According to what? the Word of God. So, Canadian politician leaks new COVID lockdown plan and Great Reset dictatorship. Australia is part of it. So, the editor of Cairns News, I don't know if I pronounced that right, power mad state premiers, governors, and prime ministers across Australia, the US, the UK, and Canada, and New Zealand may try to push another Dan Andrews-style second wave virus attack. Now, I don't know who Dan Andrews is. This is from Australia. I have no idea who this is. As part of the Gates-Rockefeller World Economic Forum push for a global vaccination and the Agenda 21 New Normal, New Economy. Right now, everything that happens seems to be related to COVID for some reason. Okay? I guess it's because it is the disease of 2020. People are getting it. People are dying from it. There was an article in the St. Louis area, an entire family of three got COVID and died. Tragedy, tragic thing. I hate COVID. Anyway, there is a lot of things on the internet, and I've said this many times before, that I don't trust. I'm very skeptical. Especially when it comes to someone who poses as a whistleblower. Now, let me tell you what that means. What is a whistleblower? A whistleblower is somebody who, let's say he works in a pharmaceutical company. And the pharmaceutical company has a new drug, and they're in the testing phases. They've tested it on the mice. Half the mice died, and they covered that up because they spent millions of dollars developing this new drug. And then they start testing it on humans. Now, we have a department of our government, the Food and Drug Administration, that's supposed to monitor pharmaceutical companies in what they do. So let's say this guy works for this pharmaceutical company, and this pharmaceutical company starts testing this new drug on humans, and these humans are dying. And it's just a made-up scenario. So this guy knows that his company that he works for is lying about the results of the trials because they want to get this drug on the market. This has happened before. There are lawsuits everywhere about stuff. So anyway, a whistleblower is somebody who comes out of that company, goes to somebody who writes news stories, works at a newspaper or CNN or something like that, CBS or whatever, Fox or anything. But anyway, he tells them then, I have insider information about what's going on. Now, if he gives his name and he puts his identity out there, then maybe, and then he provides proof that what he's saying is true, then I might believe it. But just a whistleblower, just because somebody writes an article about a whistleblower, that doesn't amaze me. That doesn't just really get me, or that's something that I'm not sure that I'm going to believe. Let me show you what the editor of Cairns, C-A-I-R-N-S, News, it doesn't give his name anywhere, but he is a sovereign citizen. He is somebody, let's read this, one of the few patriots left who understands that this is about the editor, who understands the system and how it has been totally subverted. Under every citizen's nose. If we can help to turn it around, we will. Otherwise, our children will have nothing. Our investigation showed that there is no government of the people for the people of Australia. He's a sovereign citizen. He doesn't believe that the government of Australia is legitimate. Therefore, he doesn't have to obey any of its laws because he says there are no laws. There are only policies. Now watch this. The removal of the crown from Australian parliaments, followed by the incorporation of parliaments, aided by the Australia Act of 1987, has left us with corporate government, with policies, not laws, that apply only to members of political parties and the public service. There is no law other than common law. This fact will be borne out in the near future as numerous legal challenges in place now come to a head soon. Now, I am not a sovereign citizen, but there are sovereign citizens in just about every country in the world, and they all claim that the government that is over them is illegitimate, that they don't have a right to govern them, they don't have any power over them, therefore, there are no laws, therefore, I can do whatever I choose to do. I don't have to get a license plate, I don't need a driver's license, and these guys always get drug out of their car with their window busted in. Always. So I am not. Let me show you from Scripture. Let me show you what I believe from Scripture. Romans 13. Now, this has been a controversial chapter out of the Bible. I have referenced this before and have been accused of saying that we should all get on the FEMA trucks when they come by to pick us up to take us to the concentration camps. I don't believe that at all. Period. The end. I do not believe that. Okay? But we see right now in this country a tyrannical power in certain states like California dictating to those people that they can't have church, they can't attend church service, they can't sing. My goodness, can they pray? Because some people pray out loud. And I am against that 100%. When man contradicts, when a man in authority contradicts God's authority over us, then we ought to follow God and not man. That is exactly what I believe. But Romans 13 was written for a reason. And it says, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. And in America, it's the president, the Congress, the Supreme Court. In the state of Missouri, we have a governor, we have a lieutenant governor, we have an attorney general, and we have a Congress. And we have the judicial system. And I respect that. If you come to Bethel and come visit us, you're going to see our new flagpole out there. And it's got an American flag, a Christian flag, and the law enforcement flag on there. Because we support law enforcement. Let me read Romans 13:1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. Do you understand that? Let me go back here. While this guy claims that there is no government, God says there is. God says he put this man under a higher power, and that this man is supposed to follow the law and the laws of Australia. I'm in America, so the laws of the United States of America. Some people are in Canada. But let me move on. Verse 2, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. I'm just reading the Bible. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou the, and think about it. When, let's say you're driving down the road, you're doing, I'll tell you what I did, and I got caught. I was coming back from the funeral of a 13-year-old girl that died on her birthday. Her dad bought her a four-wheeler. They were our next-door neighbors. She got on that four-wheeler and took it down the road, hit a tree and it killed her instantly. And I had to preach our funeral. And coming back through Hillsboro, Missouri, I got caught going faster than the speed limit. And I thought the speed limit on this particular stretch of road that I was on was 55 miles an hour. But it wasn't. It was 35. And there was a cop sitting there, Hillsboro cop, and he pulled me over. Now, is that man more moral than I am? I don't know. Does that man believe the King James Bible? I don't know. Is that man a Christian conservative? I don't know. But he wears a badge, and he carries a sword in the form of his firearm. He has the authority to pull me over and write me a ticket. And I had to go stand before a judge on this one. And the judge gave me a one-year suspended sentence, which means if you don't speed for a year, we'll toss this out. It won't go on your record. No points will be taken off. And I was rejoicing over that. You see, I followed the law because what they were telling me was for the interest of public safety. I don't need to be doing 55 miles an hour on this stretch of road. That's what they were telling me. Now, let me move on. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For this cause, pay ye tribute also. He's talking about taxes. I guarantee you, this guy probably, well, I can't say that. I don't know. I don't know if he pays taxes or not. But he's a sovereign citizen. More than likely, he won't pay taxes. He'll go to jail for that. And it's because they, now I don't know about Australia's tax situation. I don't know anything about it. I know here in America, the Internal Revenue Service monitors those who pay their taxes. Okay? Now, I don't like everything our government does, but it's our government. So, for this cause, pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render, therefore, to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Notice there's four things here. Tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Now remember, the first four, let's throw in five here, commandments had to do with our respect for a higher power, which is God Almighty. God Almighty is our higher power. So the Ten Commandments, thou shalt have no other gods before me, thou shalt not make any graven images, thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain. The fourth commandment, thou shalt honor the Sabbath to keep it holy. Get some rest on the seventh day. And then honor thy father and thy mother. So that's a transition. Now it brings it down to earth. Honor your father and your mother. They are higher powers. They are superior to you. We have our head deacon, Brother Sterling, in the hospital. And I went and visited him yesterday. And he's doing pretty good. He's doing better. I prayed over him Monday, and apparently God heard our prayer. But anyway, I consulted with him on some issues about our church, because he is our chief elder and our deacon, and I need godly counsel. And he gave it to me, and I loved it. I loved the conversation that we had. So I am not a sovereign citizen, and I don't believe anybody should be. Again, if a tyrannical government forces us or tries to force us to do something that violates God's laws in his word, then we say we ought to obey God rather than man. Amen? Now, this article is about a whistleblower, and I've highlighted this section here. The horrific scenario comes from a Liberal Party of Canada, LPC whistleblower, but he's never named. He or she is never identified from the party's strategic planning committee. Now, I did searches on Google and DuckDuckGo looking for the Canadian Strategic Planning Committee linked with the Prime Minister's office, because that's what he says. Never found it. Never found anything on the internet about Canada's Strategic Planning Committee. I don't know if it exists or not. Anyway, which is under the control of Canada's Office of the Prime Minister. He says the second wave will be hyped up with testing around the end of November. The whistleblower warns, quote, a complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions, which is expected to run to the end of December 2020 and early January 2021. So, now we have dates. And here's what people do with dates. They read an article like this, they go, ah, they're going to give us the mark of the beast. Oh, this is tyranny. This is terrible. And it's going to happen when? December 2020. Oh, no, I need to go warn everybody. But you don't know if this is true or not. You don't know. You see, the thing about a whistleblower is I could shield myself with some, I could, you know, do some sort of camera effect where I'm shielded out or blurred out or whatever. I can change my voice, and I can sit in a chair in a dark room with a camera and pretend I'm a whistleblower and make stuff up and tell you things and put it on the internet, and I guarantee you people will believe it. People will believe it. Anyway, so they give dates, and what happens is people, especially Christians, lock onto these dates and say, oh no, this is when the tribulation's going to start. And I've been looking at Bible prophecy for most of my life. And I've seen things come by from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 00s, now into the 20s, the teens and the 20s. I've seen things come through that scared everybody, and they never happened, ever. The article, if you look down here, let me get a pen going here. Here we go. The article has a link to where it gets its information from, the Canadian Report. So I went to the Canadian Report. It looks like what? The Drudge Report. Okay, so here's the article where he got the information from. Is this leaked info really Trudeau's crazy COVID plan for 2021? You decide. So not even the Canadian report knew whether or not this article or what this guy was saying was true. He didn't even know. So he says, you decide whether it's true or not. That way, he can't get in trouble for posting information on the internet that's not true. Fake news, right? So I went down and I looked at the Canadian report. I clicked on that header right here. And I went to it looks like the Drudge Report. Oh, what's this? The Weed Report. Apparently, this guy believes in smoking marijuana for whatever reason. So I guarantee you, you click that link, you're going to find all these articles about how marijuana is healthy for you. Marijuana is good, and marijuana, God made marijuana, put it on the earth, right? study the word wine and strong drink in the King James Bible. Study those. Study people that are drunk. Study the word sober. All the various forms of the word sober in the King James Bible. Study those words and find out whether or not intoxication is what we need in Christianity. Look for it in the Bible. Anyway, moving on. Here is some of the things that this whistleblower said that he... Let me go back here. Well, I can't find it. But this whistleblower is supposedly somebody who is in, they call it the Parliament in Canada, and he sits on a committee, and he heard this topic come up. Now, he heard it, it was in a committee, but you got to understand how Parliament and Congress works. Just because something was talked about in a committee doesn't mean that it's going to be a law. Okay, now this may be, let's say that, let's give this guy a 25% possibility that what this guy says is true. Okay, give him 25%. He doesn't bring out any links to it. There's nothing on the internet that matches up with this. It's only one witness. And according to Scripture, how many witnesses do we need in order to believe that something is true? Let every word be established by two or three witnesses. But all we have with this whistleblower is one witness. But it scares people, and it fits their narrative of what they believe is really going on in the world. This guy is a whistleblower. He knows what's really going on. And I'm just warning you to be cautious about things like this, because we don't know if they're actually true or not. There is no name attached to this whistleblower. The guy or the girl has not come out publicly and said, I'm the one who heard this, I wrote it down, and this is what's being planned. Nobody's come out publicly. So I don't know if I can trust this. And according to Scripture, with only one witness, it's not established. But you've probably been reading what's on the screen. Phase in secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas first and expanding outward, expected by November 2020. Rush the acquisition of or construction of isolation facilities across every province and territory, expected by December 2020. So now everybody's freaking out because the FEMA trucks are coming, right? They're going to pick everybody up who tests positive for COVID, put them in a concentration camp of some kind, put them in a government hut or village of some kind or whatever, okay? Then, on the bottom here, and I have an arrow pointing to it, deployment of military personnel into major metropolitan areas as well as all major roadways to establish travel checkpoints, restrict travel movement, and provide logistical support to the area, expected by the third quarter of 2021. Oh no, now the military's coming. And again, this is only one witness. So, and I searched the internet. I searched Google, which I don't trust Google anymore because I know that they fudge the results of what you're looking for. They're pushing an agenda. I get that. I do. Okay? But things like this, and I've talked about it multiple times, articles like this, I don't trust them. Okay? I don't trust them. They give dates. Then people look at those dates and say, oh my goodness, that's going to be the beginning of the tribulation. Oh no, here it comes, the mark of the beast. everybody gets upset, everybody gets worried, everybody starts freaking out, and what they're doing, what some people are doing, are trying to link in the day and the hour of the Lord's coming and attach it to things like this and say, well, if that's going to be the start of the Great Tribulation, then we're going to be raptured by this time, or we're going to be raptured by this time, or we're going to be raptured by this time. What did Jesus say? No man knoweth the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man cometh. No man. So, I don't know if they're going to do this or not. I'm not too worried about it because, as I said, it's only one witness. Now, underneath this guy's post on the Canadian report is all these comments. Here's one that I found. Now, I'm not attaching this guy, David Barr, to the whistleblower like they're on the same team. But look at how some people see this. This guy said on October 21st, which was yesterday, he said, this is 100% legit. How does he know? How does he know? He wasn't in the conference room. He wasn't sitting there, he wasn't listening when they allegedly talked about all this. How does he know this is 100% legit? It's because it fits his worldview, his narrative of what he thinks is going on, and he's probably writing this with an AR-15 sitting right next to him. Because of what he said. Look at what he said. This is 100% legit, and anyone who is thinking otherwise is probably wearing a mask. I have never worn a mask, and I never will. I don't care if the entire country, decides to wear a mask. I won't unless I put on my terrorist balaclava. I don't know what that is. Which is special forces style, and then they can something themselves. I had to blot that out. They will back off if we will wear them. Anyways, we have one chance. That is enough if soldiers and police will stand up and take the government back by force. Otherwise, all police and soldiers who are all pawns look down upon them, look down upon by their masters in suits. If these who hold the guns do not act, then Canada is doomed. Because I could run for prime minister and win. David Barr said this. But I would need armed support throughout the entire process. I am sure I am not the only one who would change our country for the good, but it will take fighting. This guy, he's wanting to start a war. He thinks he can be the Prime Minister of Canada. Okay? Anyway, let's move on. So, along with this article, there is a video of some European people. I think there's one American on the panel. There's like four people on this panel. And they made this YouTube video called COVID-19, The Great Reset. That's where I got the idea from, The Great Reset. Because I'm going to show you from the scriptures, The Great Reset. Okay? Anyway, this video has on the panel several people who wrote a book. Here's the book down here, COVID-19. They wrote this book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. And they're sitting there and they're answering questions and they're telling what they think might happen or what they think should happen. And they talk, and it's the World Economic Forum. Now, this video of this panel up on the stage, what they're attempting to do, number one, is sell their book. If you listen to this, and all you gotta do is go to YouTube and type in COVID-19, The Great Reset, Klaus Schwab, and I'm not even gonna pronounce that other name. But anyway, the panel basically is trying to sell their book. They keep referencing, you know, in the book we wrote, so on and so on, The Great Reset, That's what they're doing. They're trying to sell copies of their book, number one. Number two, they're throwing out ideas. This is a think tank, but they don't have any official power over, let's say, the people of the United States or the people of Canada or the people of Australia. They don't have any real power over them because those people are ruled by their individual governments. Now, again, they're all giving, let me back up a little bit here. Get my mouse. There we go. They're all giving dates about when stuff is going to happen. Like here, complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions, expected by the end of December 2020, early January 2021. They're all giving dates for when they're wanting you to think all of this is going to happen. Now, do you remember this? I talked about this back in March, or maybe February. This was sent to me. Urgent. All interstate travel to be halted. Where you are is where you'll stay when it happens. Notice the date. This was the 13th of March, 2020. COVID had just hit, and the Hal Turner radio show put this up on their blog. And they said, here's the article. The Hal Turner radio show has been told from three separate sources. Where are the sources? And who are they? Who are they? Are they the president? Are they in Congress? You don't know. From three separate sources that all travel in the entire United States is going to be halted, including interstate travel, as early as this Sunday. Oh, no! This Sunday, it's going to happen. Oh, we're going to have to get the mark of the beast. Oh, no! It didn't happen. To halt the spread of the deadly coronavirus. When the lockdown takes place, where you are is where you'll stay. Take this for what it's worth. Three completely different and unrelated sources who themselves work in or have relatives working in the federal government. So you follow this here. Follow this procedure. They said, Hal Turner says, somebody works in the federal government. They have a family member, a cousin, and they texted them and said, you better watch out. We're gonna have to be restricted in our travel. The military is going to be out in the streets. So he texts this guy. This guy then sends it to Hal Turner. Do we even know where the information come from? No. We have no idea where it came from. And besides that, you get, this guy has information in his brain. He wants to convey the information to this guy's brain, but this guy's brain changes some of the things he said. When he tells other people, he changes the story. You see how things work? This is why we have a written, I'll put that up on the screen for you. Come on, little mouse. There you go. This is why we have a written sure word of God. That's never wrong. Ever. Never. The federal government have told me that within 1 week, the entire United States will be under quarantine for as long as a month. Get your food, water, and meds refilled in case. When asked if this quarantine would allow people to travel locally within their community for food and such, two of the three sources replied, the quarantine is not a city. People will be ordered to stay in their house. You will be quarantined in your house. One source said all non-essential businesses will be closed. Word is that it could be implemented as soon as, premium content for subscribers only. In other words, pay me and I'll tell you. Give me money and I will tell you the insider information. And everything this guy said was a lie. It didn't happen. So, please forgive me if I sound, I don't know, if I don't just believe everything that I read on the internet. I was informed by a watcher that follows our ministry who lives in the Netherlands. When I talked about the pedophiles who are in government, who are in the Roman Catholic Church, and I played the interview of the man who said that he got linked in with banking, he got linked in then with a satanic cult, and then they started killing children on the altar to Satan. And he said, that's when I got out. I was told by somebody who lives in the Netherlands that guy has sort of a shady reputation. So I can't tell you that what that guy said on the video, and I put the video along with my Pastor Mike Online on YouTube. I put it on there. I played it, a portion of it. And I can't tell you whether the guy's telling the truth or not. I have no idea. Okay? So I will admit that maybe I was wrong in relying upon this man's information. However, I will tell you that Rudy Giuliani has seen what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. He's seen pictures of underage girls, and he has reported that. Now the laptop, if you don't know the story, Hunter Biden, son of Joe Biden, running for president, 3 years ago, something like that, took a laptop to an Apple laptop repair shop and asked them to fix it. He said, it's broke, does it turn on, or something like that. Well, he left. He abandoned the laptop. They had it, they fixed it, and they waited and waited and waited and waited. He never came back to pick it up. So legally, they took custody of it, because they worked on it and they have a right to, according to the law. They followed the law. So they made a copy of the hard drive, and they found emails, and they found pictures, and all kinds of stuff. And now the pictures have been turned over to somebody in law enforcement in the state of Delaware, because that's where Hunter Biden lives. Okay? So there are pedophiles in government. There is no doubt in my mind about it. Now, things like this, I see them, I read them, I think, okay, yeah, maybe something's happening here, and they give dates, and then people automatically assume that those dates are when things are going to happen. And when they don't happen that way, then it's time to be critical of what you read on the internet. Let's read some Bible scripture, shall we? Deuteronomy 18. Because the people asked God, how can we know who is a false prophet? If you look in Deuteronomy 13, you'll see God warning them about false prophets. And watch this now. Listen to me. God sent them. In fact, let's do this. Let's go to Deuteronomy 13. Let me show you what God said here. I had it there. There it is. If God said this, God sends false prophets every now and then. Why does he do that? To know and to prove whether or not you, me, love the Lord your God with all your heart, or you love something else. Deuteronomy 13. If there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods, which thou hast not known, and let us serve them. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you, to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. God sent that false prophet to prove you whether you're going to believe all the things that you see on the internet, or you're going to believe what God said in His Word. So look at it. Deuteronomy 18. Verse 21. And if thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken? When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. Let's go back to the Hal Turner Radio broadcast blog page, telling everybody that he had three independent sources that knew for a fact that they were going to quarantine everybody to their homes, nobody's going to be allowed on the streets, shut all the businesses down, and that's how it's going to be. Now, it didn't happen when this guy said it was going to happen. He's a false prophet. False prophet. A liar. He told a lie based on something that he was told. I believe that. I don't think he made that up. I think somebody else did. I think people make stuff up. And they put it on the internet. I have a thing where I ask people, you know, I talk about this to some of the people at church. And I say, give me two names of people that are dead now that are famous for something. Give me two names. And then somebody will say Elvis Presley and George Bush. And I say, okay, I'm going to make a YouTube video. And I'm going to prove that Elvis Presley is still alive, masquerading as George Bush. Make that video, put it on YouTube, probably 40,000 hits on it. If I could generate some sort of whatever to make people think that Elvis Presley is still alive and he's masquerading as George Bush. That's the threat and the danger of things that are on the internet. Be careful. I've told you this hundreds of times. Be careful. Don't just believe everything you see on the internet. Don't believe it. Be critical. I'll say it like this. Let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. Now, back to Deuteronomy. God said, if the thing follow not nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken, but the prophet has spoken it presumptuously. That's what Peter said about the false prophets, presumptuous. But the prophet has spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him. In other words, don't listen to him. This is one of the reasons why I believe my Bible, my King James Bible, is right in everything that it says. And it has no errors in it whatsoever. None. Period. And I rely on that book. I need that book. There was a time when I was very sick with COVID that I thought I might die. And that kind of scared me a little bit. You know what happened? Somebody sent me a text message with scripture in it. And I read it. And I believed it. Amen? So God's telling us, if that guy is wrong or that gal is wrong, don't trust him. Don't trust him. Don't listen to him. Well, what about you, Mike Hoggard? Don't listen to me. Listen to God. What would have happened? What would you have done had I died of COVID? What would you have done? You know what I'm going to tell you to do? When the day comes that I leave this world and go to meet Jesus, you know what I'm going to tell you to do? Get your Bible out and read it. That's what I'm going to tell you to do. So let's kind of look at the Great Reset, shall we? 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables. Is the internet full of cunningly devised fables? Yes. And it's, in some cases, it's hard to figure out whether or not somebody is telling the truth or not. And again, these websites with all these dire warnings about COVID and Bill Gates is the Antichrist and he's going to give everybody the mark of the beast in a vaccine and all this stuff. Everybody's worked up over this, but they haven't read their scriptures. They haven't touched their Bible at all. And they just believe what they see on the internet. God says, don't do that. 1 Corinthians 15, 33. Let me show you that verse. I should have put that in my PowerPoint, and I didn't. So I'm going to show it to you right here. 1 Corinthians 15, which ends up talking about the rapture. Look at verse 33. Isn't that interesting? It's verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communications can be anything. Even if your worldview, your view of the world and how you see everything moving and shaping in this world, even if you believe that Bill Gates is the Antichrist and he's going to give everybody the mark of the beast, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Don't be deceived. Don't be lied. Don't be fooled by some of these people. Because their websites are full of advertisements and they make money. When you click on Facebook that article, they get money off of that. Okay? And that's why they write that stuff. Do they believe it? Yeah, I'm sure they believe it. Do they ever apologize when they're wrong? No. Okay? All right, back to this. We have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Because Peter saw Jesus transfigured right in front of him. And he's freaked out. He's going, okay, let's build three temples. One for Moses, one for Elijah, one for Jesus. And Jesus said, Peter, calm down. And then God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Peter heard that. But he says, you have something better than what I say. But were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Amen. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Something that's better than this. Way better. They lied. But God never does. So, and then, you remember this article? Oh my goodness. Cosmic endgame, coronavirus vaccines, depopulation, and the demonic war to claim your soul for Satan. Oh my goodness. This was written by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. The guy's got multiple websites all over the place with articles and things that he's written that he's dreamed up in his mind, that if you take a vaccine, you got the mark of the beast. I've taken multiple vaccines. In my life, I've taken flu shots. I got the vaccines when I was a little child. And by the grace of God, I'm not going to hell. But Mike Adams said, if anybody sticks a needle in you, you just sold your soul to Satan. Now, hold on a second. When you were born, you were born lost. You're already doomed. You're already doomed. And when you grow up and the way you live your life and the sins that you commit, Satan already has your soul. You're going to hell. Unless the blood of Jesus Christ has covered all of your transgressions. Mike Adams knows nothing about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't trust him either. False prophet. Here's a verse, Isaiah 47. Thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and here we are, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save thee from these things that shall come upon thee. In other words, you depended on what was on the internet, the monthly prognosticators. Well, I listen to this blog, and I listen to this podcast, and I read this blog, and it's filling your mind with things that are, in some cases, contradictory to the Word of God. And you listen to them, or you read them, and you pass them on to other people, not knowing whether or not it's true. Not knowing. Remember, you're not to believe one witness. You're to believe out of the mouth of two witnesses or three shall every word be established. Unless, of course, the guy's lying, and I think the guy was lying. Anyway, the monthly prognosticators, stand up and save thee from, let them save you from what's coming. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. That flame is coming. It is. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. Now, I'm not positive what that means, but I'm telling you, that fire is coming. And it's going to reset everybody. Let's talk about the real great reset, shall we? Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately, I had a guy that called me. It was a good conversation. And I enjoyed talking to him. And he asked me the question. And again, I don't mind people sending me articles saying, Pastor Mike, take a look at this. Is this true? Can this be true? I don't mind that. Okay? And sometimes I have to write back and say, you know, take a look at this guy or take a look at this website and look at what they're promoting. Look at what they're advertising. Look at what they're saying. They're saying things. And so I try to help people understand that some of the things they're seeing on the internet is absolutely dead wrong. So, a guy called me, and he asked me the question, Pastor, are we in tribulation right now? And I thought for a minute, and I said, no, we're not. And here's why. I'm going to show you why I don't believe we're there yet. I'm going to show you why. Now, this is going to be controversial because some people have different views of the translation and when it's going to take place, which let's call that the Great Reset, shall we? Okay? because the World Economic Forum is promoting the Great Reset. And I don't know if Trump wins the election. I don't know that he's going to go along with it. But anyway, so the Great Reset, it's going to happen, right? Here's what he asked me the question, are we in tribulation right now? And I said, no, I don't think so. And here's why. Matthew 24, verse 29. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened. Now pay attention to this. This is important. Shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now, Jesus said that immediately after the tribulation of those days, and I don't believe that that's 7 years. I don't believe that. I don't believe it because I've never read it in my Bible. It's very simple. So, Jesus said some things are going to happen. And it's going to tell us, okay, this is what's going to go on. This is the Great Reset. I was reading 1 Thessalonians several weeks ago, and I noticed that in every chapter of 1 Thessalonians, Paul mentioned something about the second or the rapture of the saints, the translation of the saints. 1 Thessalonians 1:10, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Is there coming in the book of Revelation, is there something related to wrath? Yes. And Jesus is going to deliver us from that wrath. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 2:18 and 19. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. Now, stop right here. Satan's hindered Bethel Church. There's no doubt about it. He's hindered our church greatly with the COVID virus. It's an attack. I do believe that. I absolutely believe that. And I believe that the COVID virus was manufactured. It's not a natural virus that exists on this planet. It was made by the hands of man. I do believe that. Okay? But anyway, where was I going with that? Anyway, Satan hindered us. And Satan has hindered our church big time. We took one step forward, now we have to take two steps back. And I don't like it. I want to get back to having church, amen, where people are sitting in pews, singing songs and fellowshipping with one another. That's what I'm waiting for that. With this stupid virus. Ugh. Anyways, and if Satan can hinder Paul, who am I? Who am I? Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown or of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? That's 1 Thessalonians 2. 1 Thessalonians 3. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer what? Tribulation. Even as it came to pass, and ye know. 1 Thessalonians 3:13, to the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's chapter 3. Okay? So chapter 1 tells us about
the coming of Jesus Christ, saving us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians 2 talks about the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ at his coming. 1 Thessalonians 3 mentions that we'll suffer tribulation, and then it tells us that he may establish our hearts unblameable in the holiness before God, at even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. And then 1 Thessalonians 4, we know this one, right? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. There it is. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And that's what I want to do. I want to comfort you with the word of God. Now, I'm not done. I've got some more things to share with you on this topic, but my time is running out. My body's telling me, Mike, you need to stop and rest a little bit, so I'm going to do that. But I want to put that verse up on the screen again. I just love that. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Let's not fight and argue and get into debates about 1 Thessalonians 4, 1 Corinthians 15, the translation verses. Let's not argue about that. Let's comfort one another with the words that God has given us. And I promise you, if you want to spend time on the internet looking and see what could be shaping up, now, and I get that things are changing, and COVID has brought about that change. I get that. But I'm not setting dates. I don't believe in one witness whistleblowers. I don't buy that. And I'm very, very skeptical about things seen on the internet. What people say. I'm an insider and I know what's going on and I'm going to tell you this. But it never... I have seen this. I've been doing the Watchmen video broadcast since January of 2009. And I've seen this multiple times, where people just outright lied about the tribulation, about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ appearing in the air, about all kinds of things. They lied through their teeth and got everybody all worked up. And there's your Bible laying there alone. Nobody's reading it. Nobody's getting comfort from it. Trust the Word of God, people. Trust the Word of God. I'm gonna just melt away here and give you reasons why I believe we're not in the tribulation yet. I believe there are things that are going to happen before that, during that, and I believe the Lord is going to appear in the clouds immediately after the tribulation of those days. That's what I believe. Hold on to those words. Those words are precious. Those words are meant to help you. All right? So, I'm signing off here. I love you. God bless you. Think Bible. And we'll see you next week.